Chapter 4. Renewal of Old Acquaintance.
How do you do, Mr. Roberts?
Eh?
Don't you know me?
No, certainly.
The crowd about the captain's office having in good time melted away, the above encounter took place in one of the side balconies astern, between a man in mourning, clean and respectable, but none of the glossiest, a long weed on his hat, and the country merchant before mentioned, whom, with the familiarity of an old acquaintance, the former had accosted.
"Is it possible, my dear sir," resumed he with the weed, "that you do not recall my countenance? Why, yours I recall distinctly as if but half an hour instead of half an age had passed since I saw you. Don't you recall me now? Look harder. In my conscience, truly, I protest, honestly bewildered. Bless my soul, sir, I don't know you. Really, really. But stay, stay," he hurriedly added, not without gratification, glancing up at the crape on the stranger's hat. "Stay, yes. Seems to me, though I have not the pleasure of personally knowing you, yet I am pretty sure I have at least heard of you. And recently, too, quite recently. A poor negro aboard here referred to you, among others, for a character, I think.
Oh, the cripple. Poor fellow. I know him well. They found me. I have said all I could for him. I think I abated their distrust. Would I could have been of more substantial service. And apropos, sir," he added, "now that it strikes me, allow me to ask whether the circumstance of one man, however humble, referring for a character to another man, however afflicted, does not argue more or less of moral worth in the latter?" The good merchant looked puzzled.
"Still you don't recall my countenance?"
"Still does truth compel me to say that I cannot, despite my best efforts," was the reluctantly candid reply.
"Can I be so changed? Look at me. Or is it I who am mistaken? Are you not, sir, Henry Roberts, forwarding merchant of Wheeling, Pennsylvania? Pray now, if you use the advertisement of business cards and happen to have one with you, just look at it, and see whether you are not the man I take you for. Why, a bit chafed, perhaps. I hope I know myself. And yet, self-knowledge is...